Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hyperconscious Podcast. Alan, what is Hyperconscious?
Once you understand why something is the way that it is, now you have the power to change it. Great conversations with great people and great questions are the keys to the kingdom of unlocking your consciousness.
Every single action that you do starts as a thought. When you control the way you think, you will control the way you act, and you will control the way you live. That is hyperconscious. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hyperconscious Podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. He was kind enough to join us on episode 144 and 135.
Folks, it has become Kevin and I's mission in life to help you realize that the life of your dreams is right on the other side of you becoming the greatest version of yourself. Let us help you do that.
I rarely do these things twice in such a short amount of time, but you guys impress me. I believe in people that provide value and of our service. You two guys are on your way to huge fulfillment, purpose, and profitability, and I look forward to helping you both.
We appreciate that more than you know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, where Alan and I were lucky enough to sit down with Brandon Farbstein. Today, we are going to do a five-minute clinic on the word reflection, and we are not talking about the one in the mirror. So, as always, the goal of the five-minute clinic is for us to tell you about a story for us. Something we've gone through, and the lesson that you can take from it so you don't have to go through what we have gone through. So Alan wanted to ask questions, but I think I have a very appropriate and heartfelt occurrence for reflection. So Taryn and I were talking recently. Taryn is my beautiful girlfriend, for those of you who don't know what's happening, sweetheart. We were talking about family, and I realized, like, I don't think family has mattered to me as much as it has to other people. And I don't necessarily think that's a good thing. I just think I'm very, I don't know, I don't think I'm very attached when it comes to a lot of things, but that's just for a little bit of background. So the next night we were talking, and we were talking about whether or not I would regret not spending more time with my family. And guys, it was very hard for me to reflect in that moment of, like, I went back to reverse engineering regret and thought to myself, like, would I regret if something happened to my mom? Of course I would. Of course I would. But you're not always, I'm not always thinking of that. When this episode has to get recorded, or we're traveling, or I'm prepping for a speech. And that's my fault. That's my fault. But that's what reflection is about. See, I was saying to Alan, like, you either get to reflect and change it, or you get the actual thing that happens. And then you don't, then you reflect on what you could have done. You reflect on what you wish you did, and not what, like, that's the thing. And I don't think we reflect enough. And when we do, we don't sit in the pain. And say, like, Kevin, you've been screwing up. Like, you should be with your grandmother. You should spend more time with your mom. You should do these things, because eventually they're not going to be here. And obviously it's a fine line, because I have a lot of work to do, but they should be the priority. And I was laying in bed talking to Taryn about this, and I was very quiet, because it was like, yeah, I have been screwing up. Yeah, I would regret that. And then 2 days later, my grandmother is in the hospital with pneumonia. Now, luckily for me, I was able to reflect, and I was able to face my truth, although it was hard, and say to myself, Kevin, you've been screwing up. I want to be there for my grandmother. But what happened, like, what would have happened if that was it? What would have happened if I got a call that said, she's gone? I would have missed out on the opportunity to reflect. I would have missed out on the chance to change my habits and change my associations and change my understanding of, like, the things in life that matter. Our family, their friends, their relationships, they're the things that have your heart. Of course, this podcast has my heart. But without my family, this podcast wouldn't matter nearly as much. So for me, being able to reflect and then getting to see my grandmother and really treat it as if, like, you know what, this is a second chance. Like, that's how I saw it. Okay, she's here. This is a second chance. I was in the bathroom showering before I went to the hospital. And I was thinking, like, what if this is the universe and this is it? Like, I literally imagine, like, what if she was gone? What if this was the last time I got to see her? She didn't get to see my speech. she didn't get to see me, quote unquote, make it. Like, that's what she wants. Like, my grandmother is my biggest fan ever of all time, right alongside my mom. So for me, reflection means that. It means facing the hard truths, especially if they're hard, and understanding, like, in order to make a change that really matters, you have to reflect and you have to sit with the pain, you know, and admit it. Be honest with yourself. What would I feel if I didn't make these changes that I, you know, that I've learned in this reflection? And that is my story.
I'm glad that Kevin just went there, because that was very heartfelt and something that we can all relate to. I think we've all lost a loved one, whether it was a pet or family member, and we wished we had spent more time. And had we asked ourselves the tough questions and reflected in advance, we would have spent more time with those people.
Yeah. And shout out to Taryn for making me ask that question.
Right, seriously.
That's one of the ways, like, I know you wanted to ask, what is one way that you can reflect nightly or daily or whenever, weekly? I do it in my journal, but... So, like, when I'm really high emotionally or really low, I reflect. I search for perspective. I always say that.
I have breakthroughs whenever you go off on the podcast. And I just had one where I'm like, why aren't I asking myself the following question before bed in my journaling questions? What am I doing right now that I might regret in the future? What am I not doing right now that I might regret in the future? I think those might be two questions that I start incorporating into my life. I think reverse engineering regret is one of the greatest hacks.
They're powerful questions.
Yeah, powerful. So one of the things that I wanted to bring, so I Kevin went deep into a story, a personal story. I want to talk a little bit higher, just 2 seconds. We don't have that long. There's knowledge and then there's experience. I want you to imagine a world where you had all of the knowledge but no practical experience. Picture a person who has tons of knowledge but no experience. Okay, mm-hmm. That person maybe knows intellectually how to get in shape, but has never actually done it. Okay, now imagine someone who has experience, but no knowledge in the gym. Maybe they're always in the gym, but they're not getting results because they don't have the knowledge to really apply themselves correctly. I think knowledge plus experience plus reflection is equal to wisdom. And I think this is why adults tend to get paid more than children, because I think children are too young to have experience. They haven't accumulated enough knowledge, they haven't accumulated enough experience, and they haven't reflected on it enough to be wise. I have a mentor, I was at dinner with him yesterday, who's far older. He just turned 69. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And he's unbelievably wise. I know why. Because he not only knows more than me, knowledge, he has way more experience than me, but he also has reflected a ton. He's written 20 books. He's just an unbelievably wise person. And so, the last thing I'll say is this. Kevin's ability to reflect on that experience is why he will change for the future, to make sure that he prioritizes his family. Without the reflection, then no change would happen. The other thing I want to say is that John Maxwell says people think wisdom comes with age. Sometimes age comes alone. The only way age doesn't come alone and you actually become wise is really reflecting consistently.
I know I said in the beginning that we weren't going to talk about the actual mirror, but think of it this way. If you look in the mirror and you see your reflection and you don't like what you see, you have two options. You can either lie to yourself and convince yourself you do like it, or you can say, well, it's time for me to make a change. And I think that's, guys, you know, we don't always show up as the best versions of ourselves. Sometimes we show up as somebody less. And we can either say, well, you know what? I was having a bad day, or I was busy, or this excuse or that excuse. Or we can have an honest reflection and say, look, I dropped the ball there. I made that mistake. I haven't prioritized correctly. I haven't been putting in the time. I forgot about the things that mattered. And I think honest reflection is the only way to make, like, the changes that really matter.
I couldn't agree more.
The changes that really shift things.
Right.
And I think it all starts with you being honest with yourself, just like I was honest with myself. It's not easy, but it is worth it. And as we've said a million times, it's never going to be easy, but as long as it's worth it, then it's the right thing.
In a lot of ways, this podcast, every episode you guys listen to, is us reflecting and you guys reflecting. Because I know the things we're going through, you're thinking in your head, like, oh, wow, I've been there. When did I screw up? When did I not own something that I should have owned? I was on my way here earlier today, and I was reflecting on an experience that was emotionally painful for me, and I was like, you know what? I figured out why that happened. That was my fault, and I know how to fix it in the future. One of the things that we talked about on the Momentum episode is that I haven't been doing my morning ritual.
Yeah.
And that has unfortunately caused a ripple in one of my relationships, and I'm going to make sure in the future I get my shit done so that when I'm with the people I love, I can be with them and not agitated.
We didn't come up with a topic to do for small talks next week. Do we want to Come up with one on the fly right now.
I know that earlier you and I were texting back and forth when we came up with reflection.
Yes.
The other one we wanted to talk about was what?
Let me gander at it. Mm. Let me search through my text messages.
Oh, masterminds.
Masterminds.
I would do a mastermind. If
a small talk on it?
If you're game.
Yeah, I would do a small talk on
it. We would define it, yeah.
Yeah, and the reason we're talking about this is because of the Facebook group. That's what the Facebook group is. It's a giant mastermind.
Right.
Did you plug?
No, but if you go to the hyperconsciouspodcast.com and you click join hashtag hyperconscious nation, you will be able to mastermind with other hyperconscious individuals.
Yes.
Alex Hinkle, shout out to you for hosting that mastermind. Shout out to Omar and Alessandro and a few other. Jenna was on that call.
Yeah, Jenna.
Shout out to everyone who's masterminding and making positive change.
Yes, that's what we're all about. We're all about helping you help others. Thus helping you. It's a win, 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 win. That's what a mastermind is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Do some reflecting before you go to sleep tonight or, you know, whenever is a good time for you. And we will talk to you on the next one all about masterminds.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening to another episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast.
Going hyperconscious will absolutely change your life because if you understand why something is the way it is, now you have the power to change it. If you going hyperconscious with us has changed your life in any way, please share this episode with one of your friends because the more people that go hyperconscious, the better this world's going to be for everybody.
And if you would kindly leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help us make more people hyperconscious and we would be greatly appreciative.
Thank you.
Bye.